USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new study from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases showed evidence that the COVID vaccines will provide protection against the new variants of the virus. The study found that patients who had recovered after being infected by variants from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil all retained their immune response to the virus. The report stressed that a larger study was needed, as only 30 patients were examined, but said that the data would be valuable towards seeing whether booster shots will need to be developed. And new satellite images show North Korea may be taking steps to produce more nuclear weapons. The images released Tuesday show plumes of smoke emerging from buildings at the Yongbyon Nuclear Research Facility. NBC reporting that experts believe the images show North Korean efforts to restart processing plutonium for weapons at the site. The activity comes after a pair of missile tests from the North Korean regime, a likely challenge to President Biden's new administration. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead diplomatic efforts to deal with the immigration crisis on the border. But some Republicans have questioned whether or not she's the right person to handle the issue. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News that her support for amnesty makes her the wrong person to put in charge of immigration.
She's not going to get into this in any way, and if she were, she's the wrong person, because she's for amnesty for illegal immigrants. She is somebody who has fought with the ICE agents and always taken the side of the illegal immigrants. She's someone, while running for president, said illegal immigrants ought to receive free taxpayer-paid-for health insurance. If we want to follow and solve this problem, we need to do what the border agents told us when we were there last week visiting with them, and that's reinstitute the Remain in Mexico policy that worked under the Trump administration, and President Biden eliminated it on day number one.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The U.S. State Department has released the 2020 Human Rights Report. John Clemens has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken issued the report saying the trend lines on human rights are not improving.
The trend lines on human rights continue to move in the wrong direction. We see evidence that in every region of the world, this is happening.
Secretary Blinken said the events since the military coup occurred in Burma after this year's report was finished, we must highlight them.
Nonviolent protesters in Burma have been killed, beaten, imprisoned, including on Saturday, when more than 100 people were reportedly killed by the military. Many of those killed were protesting on Armed Forces Day, others simply bystanders. The military said in advance that they might shoot protesters in the back or the head, and they've made good on that threat.
And the Final Four is set for the NCAA tournament. Gonzaga is headed back to the Final Four for the second time in school history. The Bulldogs moved to 30-0 on the season, dominating USC 85-66 in Tuesday's West Regional Final. Gonzaga will be the third team since 1985 to take an undefeated record into the Final Four, with the last team to win it all with a perfect season being the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers. And UCLA will go from the first four to the Final Four. The Bruins defeated Michigan 51-49 in the East Regional Final. With the win, they become just the second double-digit seed to knock off a 1 seed and a 2 seed en route to the Final Four. LSU also accomplished the feat in 1986. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.